Vayzei Tere Meister Vav Tish Vav Nissen Tovshin Ein Zayin Avi Wiesenfeld.
One of the very famous questions that people often ask after the first day, after the second day of Yom Tov is, "Nu, how was the Seder?" So what are they asking? Most times they're asking, what time did you finish? What did you serve for the main course? You know, all the various things that go on in Leil HaSeder. There is, however, a mitzvah that unfortunately does get a little bit neglected when it comes to Leil HaSeder, and it's choshev for us to be'ez Hashem to go through the mitzvah. It's one of the mitzvahs in mitzvahs min HaTorah for a person to be mekayim, every single person to be mekayim. The mitzvah apart from the mitzvah of matzah is the mitzvah sipi yitzias mitzrayim. And be'ikah, the mitzvah of yigadol lebincha, giving over to future generations, the wonderful chizuk in emunah, which Rav Chaim Friedlander Zatzal once said, that Leil HaSeder is the night of emunah. It's the night that can instill in ourselves and in future generations emunah in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's all done on the night of Pesach. It's all done within the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, V'Yigadol Lebimcha, in a way that we can give over to future generations. And let's go through Be'ez Hashem some of the shailas that could come up, some of the interesting shailas that could come up in the halachas of V'Yigadol Lebimcha, the halachas of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then Be'ez Hashem a little bit of drush to understand exactly what we're trying to accomplish. What's the goal of Leil HaSeder? What's the she'ifa? So the Biskarov wants to know, what is the difference between the mitzvah that we do every single day of Kriya Shema, which has within it the mitzvah also of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Indian of mentioning Zechira of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we mention in Kriya Shema that we do every single day, and the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim or Leil HaSeder. Zug the Biskarov, there are three chilukim. Chiluk number one, says the Biskarov, when it comes to the mitzvah of Zechira, when I have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every single day, it's enough to be Zechira, just to mention it. A mere mention of the words Yetzias Mitzrayim is enough to be Yotze Marchiv of this halacha. Whereas, when it comes to Leil HaSeder, we have a din that we have to start in Derech Sheila V'tshuva, we have to give over the whole Sipur to go and tell other people all about it, to give over the whole story in great detail, to understand exactly what went on. That's the number one difference, he says, between the mitzvah every single night of Kriya Shema, every single day of Kriya Shema, and the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Number two, says the Biskarov, the Zechira that we mention every single day of Yetzias Mitzrayim is merely enough to mention it. But over here, again, similar to number one, he says, I have to start from the Gnus, as we say in the Haggadah, we start by saying what happened to Klal Yisrael, what they went through, how hard it was for them, and then to go to the Shvach, like the Rabbeinu Shlom took us out, like Reb Rev Zatzal used to say, a famous Meiser of a young fellow that came out of the war. And he went to America to go and find some great mishpoch of his, some great uncle, whoever he found, and this uncle took him into his house and under his wings. And he gave him food, and there was a medical emergency, he paid for it, and he stayed in the hospital all night for him, and eventually he gave him an education, and he gave him a college degree, and then he got him married, and it came to the chasana. This has been maybe, 10-15 years after he came out of the war, and finally this boy's been built up to be a normal human being, a functioning human being with a degree, he's ready to make a parnasa and support a family. And he comes to the chasana, the uncle is there dancing in the circle in the beginning as they play the music. The chasana with the uncle who brought him up is dancing there. And the chasana turns to the uncle and he says, I want to thank you for everything you've done for me. And the uncle takes the chasana, he takes him to the corner of the chasana room. He says, my dear child, no. That's not enough just to say thank you. Let's start from the beginning. Let's start from what happened. What did you look like when you entered America? What did you look like? Where were you holding? What did I do for you all those times? All that money, all the effort, everything. Start from there. Then you'll appreciate a lot more the thank you that you say afterwards. That said, the Biskarov is basically what we're doing on Leil HaSeder. Yes, every single day we're mentioning in Kriya Shema, we're mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. Good. That's enough just to mention it. But Leila Seder, once a year, twice a year, two Sederim that we have the opportunity not just to mention it, to say thank you to the Rabbi Shem for taking us out of Mitzrayim and making us a free person, but rather to mention everything, to start from the beginning, how Klal Yisrael ended up there, what happened over there, the Nissim, the Nifloyes, the hard work, the Avodas Perach, everything. And then you say thank you. That thank you is a lot better. That's number two. Number three, says the Biskarov, is that the sipper over here, the Yetzias Mitzrayim by Leila Seder, is we actually have to explain the time of HaMitzvahs. As we know, we say from the Agadah Begamri Eloimeh, Kosher Omer Gimel Dvorim, if you don't say the Pesach Matzah Mori, you're not Yotzer, which is a whole different shmuz on its own to explain why you're not Yotzer in that case. But you have to actually explain the time of HaMitzvahs. It's not just enough just to say Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Rambam, at least that's what the Brisker Rav explains, the Rambam, the difference between every single day mitzvah of Krishma and the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now there are other nafkaminas as well. For example, the Yerush Sameach writes in Hilchos Krishma that he brings a Rambam that he said that Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim by Leila Seder is deraisa, whereas the Schira, the mitzvah to be zoicha, to remember that Klal Yisrael left Egypt on a regular day, that's already derabon chiddush. Yerush Sameach learns chat in the Rambam that way. Even if you hold it to min haTorah, he brings a Ra'ah. The Ra'ah hold that's only dafka b'yoyim, but not b'layla. It's derabon. Whereas here b'layla is dafka also deraisa. So there are many, many different chilukim that we have on a regular day where we have to mention Kriyat Shema, and in Kriyat Shema we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim that we do on Leil HaSeder. Now one of the questions, which is a famous question, is why is there no bracha? Right, Choshev and mitzvah say, why we're not mentioning, we're mentioning Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, we got to Labincha, it's one of the mitzvahs, right? So therefore, why is there no bracha? Like every other bracha, there's a bracha Mikra Megillah. Why is there no bracha when it comes to the Haggadah, to the actual, when it comes to Magid, and we're about to talk about Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim? No, we should stand up, we should make a bracha with the Gartel, with all the Kavonas, and we should be able to make the bracha. Who asked the Kasha? The Avudram asked the Kasha. The Avudram wants to know, what's the reason over here we don't make a bracha like every other Durabonin for sure, and here we have a Duraisa. So there's a Me'iri. The Me'iri in the end of the first perek of Mesechtos Brachos writes, and I'll quote to you the Loshon, says the Me'iri, she'afal pi she'ein ha'tam boru, says the Me'iri, we don't understand clearly why there's no bracha. However, mikol mokim, v'haminik kachu, that's the minik, ela she'ish cholkim u'mevorchim. The Me'iri seems to say that there were people that actually made a bracha, but akaponim our minik is that we don't make a bracha. The Avudram, also the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and others as well, brings the Rabbeinu Peretz, as a Prichodosh and Tofa and Gimlus and Gotten Vov, that wants to learn your Yotzer in Kiddush. That means, when we stand up on Leila Seder, we make Kiddush, and we say, Zeich in Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the bracha. And then afterwards we'll be saying the rest of the Sipur. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal used to explain pshat, that the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that we're going to be doing in just over a week's time is a chelik in the regular mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hence we can be yotzer by Kiddush. Just in a regular day, I just have to say it, and I'm yotzer, it's enough. Whereas here I have to be mayrikol, and mayrikol is a meshubach loshna rambam, and therefore that's the reason why I'm yotzer in Kiddush originally, and then I'll go on to explain and expound on it in greater detail. Now there are other reasons as well. The Avodah being the Rashba, where the Rashba says it's a mitzvah she'ein lo kitzva yadua. There's no continue, there's no end to it, which is a bikasha, by the way, because Hilchos Taima Torah also isn't ein advog she'ein l'mshi, and on that we do say a bracha. That's a kasha on the Rashba. Already, again, we're not going to go into greater detail into many of these kashas, which are already famous questions. Let's move on. I want to build to a certain nekuda and some of the interesting shailas, as I said, that come up in this inyan. Who's chayiv? Who's chayim in this mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim when it comes to the day of HaSeder of Shaymek Zatzal? I always used to remember the Rosh Yeshiva always said that when it comes to Leila Seder, the women, the Noshim Tzidkonyas are always, you know, they're busy scrubbing and sanding down the walls to make sure that there's no one ounce of chometz around, because we know the famous Arizal, the Muftach Loishu, Loyechta Kol Hashana, and therefore the Noshim Tzidkonyas are mamish for weeks and weeks and weeks already are cleaning for Pesach, comes to Leila Seder, and they feel like this is the first time they sat down in weeks. They sit down at the Seder night and just, oh, wow. I've sat down for the very first time and they're exhausted. Rav Shaima used to say, no, there's a mitzvah. There's many mitzvahs that you have to accomplish on that night. And if you're not going to be fully rested and ready to accomplish those mitzvahs, then it's a chaval. And therefore, we have to understand who is chayiv in this mitzvah. Says the Chinuch. So mitzvah chavala says the mitzvah sipunay eges b'schorim v'nekevus. The Menachas Chinuch asked a famous question: how can it be by nekevus as well? The Chayyur, we know it's a mitzvah sheizes man groma, because we know it's only by tezvov. Tezvov is a mitzvah sheizes man groma, and therefore noshim should be part of. So the Menachas Chinuch leaves off as a tzorich. And there are many poskim. The Pnei Yitzchok, for example, looking up in Chelit Dalet Siman Aleph, brings a pshat that we learn we have a hekesh from kiddush and by matzah, just like a woman is chayiv also not to eat any. She's also chayiv in matzah, never she's chayiv in kol mitzvahs alayla, and therefore there's no question that according to that a woman is also chayiv to be mesap in the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There is, however, a Rambam, chometz amatzim beperikud beis halacha gemur. The Rambam says that any mitzvah asay that's mizman lizman and it's not tadi, noshim or potter, except for simcha achilas matzah and Achilas HaPesach and Kiddush HaYoyim. Why doesn't he mention Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Someone will learn that the Rambam held that a woman is part. L'maisa Shulchan Aruch paskins that women are chayim. So therefore women also chayim to say over, or at least be told, the Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. What about children? So the Ramah on Tofai and Basic Cotton Base, the Ramah writes as follows. What about a child that doesn't understand the mitzvah, doesn't understand the inyonim of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? So says the Ramah, any child that does not understand Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, says the Ramah, is allowed to have matzah on Yud Dalet Nisan. Now we know eating matzah on Erev Pesach is Mamash Issa Medina de Gemara already, and therefore you're not allowed to have matzah Gam Tashayel. If you're allowed to have cake that's got matzah meal inside it, or things that people have gebrochs, and therefore they make various things with matzah meal, are they allowed to have it or not? That's all Shailo in the poskim. But here's the Mefurish Ramah that tells us, if I have a child, which Rav Eliashiv Zatzal said is about 3 years old, who doesn't understand Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, is allowed to eat matzah. Therefore, it's clear from the Ramah that a child that's under the age of understanding, which is around the age of 3, is not chayiv to listen. You don't have to schlep him to the table. He can run around. Of course, it's beautiful to bring him to the table and to explain whatever you can, but al-kaponim al-pida halacha, you do not have to bring him over to make sure he listens in that case. What about a daughter? So we know v'gadol lebincha. Lebincha means ben. Ben is a son. So normally when the Torah tells us a ben, it's coming to exclude a us. For example, we all know the Gemara, for example, in Kedushin of Choftesim and Aleph, where the Gemara tells that Pijin HaBen, Pijin HaDen, Dafka the Ben, excluding the Bas. So here it says, V'gadol Lebincha, it says your son. So if it says your son, so what about your daughter? So is she chayiv or is she not chayiv or not? So there's a Ramah once again over here in Tofa and Aleph, see base where the Ramah tells us that any matzah, once again the same makor, that your yotza on Pesach, you're not allowed to eat on Yom Yudalit. A cotton that doesn't understand, as we just quoted, is mutter, comes along the Mogen Avraham over there, see gotten zayin, and the Mogen Avraham over there says there's no nafkaminute in a cotton and a ktana. So Mufusha Mogen Avraham, Shulchan Aruch HaRav also passes this way as well, see gotten yud, so the grass, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, there's no nafkamina between a male and a female, between a daughter and a son, when it comes to the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. There is an Orcha Shulchan that seems to be mashal not that way, but al kaponim la halacha la maisa, as we paskin la maisa of Eliashiv b'chaim Kanievsky as well, there's no nafkamina v'gadol abincha, doesn't dafka mean ben, it also means bas. So get all the girls to the table as well, make sure we explain to them what we have to explain to them, and Mitzvah Shem will explain more. Now, next Shaila. What happens if somebody's keeping one day Yontif, he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and he comes to Chutz Laretz, right? I saw on Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, everybody's back from Eretz Yisrael, whether they're keeping one day or 2 days, I have no idea, but for those that are keeping one day Seder, they're keeping one day Yontif, and they come to the Father, they come to the Shver, what happens on the second night of Yontif? What happens the second Leil HaSeder? Does the father have to call in the son, who may be in the side room doing, I don't know, looking after the kids or whatever it may be, going, wanting to go to sleep? The father says, excuse me, my dear son, I need you to come into the room right now so I can tell you over Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or does he not have to? The son is not keeping a second night, second Seder, right? Which is a whole Shaila. What did she do? I'm not going into Marisayin right now. Should he yes? Should he no? That's a whole different Shaila. But Lemaisa, the Chakira basically goes as follows. And this is really a good Shaila when it comes to many different nafkaminas. I'll give you another nafkamin in a moment. The sofek over here is, whose mitzvah is this? V'higadol abincha, Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. is a mitzvah on who? Is it a mitzvah on the father? Meaning, it's the father's mitzvah to give over Sippy and Sitz Mitzrayim Yigadla Bincha. But he needs to tell somebody. So here, son, I'm going to tell you. Listen, please, to what I'm going to say. But the mitzvah's on me. It's on the father. Or no, is the mitzvah also on the son? If the mitzvah's on the son, but just the father has to be the one to say it, and if he's the one to say it, no, he has to call him in. So the nafkamina matinis hakir will be the shaila. If you hope that the whole mitzvah is on the father and not the son, but the son is a chavetz of the mitzvah to be used to listen, so I don't care if the son is keeping not another day yontov and he's only, you know, not having a second seder, it's the father's mitzvah. But if you hold no, the son also has the mitzvah. Just it was given over to the father to say it over. So what's the halacha? So they bring, the briskers bring a Mordecaraya to show clearly that the mitzvah is the father's mitzvah. It doesn't make a difference where the son is holding what he's doing. The mitzvah belongs to the father. And 100% is the mitzvah on the father to say it over, and the son is a chayfet shel mitzvah that's being used in order to make sure that the father's telling somebody. What's the raya? The raya is the Mishnah in Kiddushin. There's the Mishnah in Kiddushin, Choftes Amad Aleph, where the Mishnah tells us, Ha'av chayv b'b'noi l'moyla l'fdoysa l'v'limdoi Torah. We know that there are three things a father is chayim. Number one, Bismillah, Pidgin Aben, and Torah. Frek the Kasha of all the Achroinim and the Gudayla Apoiskim. They say, why did the Tana leave out Sipisis Mitzrayim, the Gadol Abincha? Also, a father's Machayim, also to make sure Sipisis Mitzrayim is told over to his son. The answer is very, very simple. There's a major difference between those three mitzvahs that we mentioned in the Mishnah and the mitzvah of Sipisis Mitzrayim and Nel Haseda. And the difference is that those mitzvahs of Torah, Bismillah, and Pidgin Aben are mitzvahs that are the Kiyam is done on the son. The son needs to have them. Just the Torah said that the father has to make sure that it's taken care of. Therefore, the father has to do it. But really, the mitzvah is on the son. Whereas over here, the gadol abincha, when it comes to sipur yitzias mitzrayim, the mitzvah is 100% on the father. True, the son has to be listening, but the mitzvah is on the father without any question whatsoever. The ma'aser of Eliyashiv that's our paskin this way, both lechumra and both lekula, which means, for example, if you have a father that's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, he's only keeping one day. Even though his son is a Ben Chutz Laretz, there's no mitzvah of Igadol Bincha on the second night. The father is not keeping a second night Seder. I had this all the time in Shailas in Eretz Yisrael, where you have a father, for example, he's only keeping one day, and somebody comes over from Chutz Laretz, and his son is keeping 2 days, you have to make a second Seder of him. The father has no chiv whatsoever to say anything. He may want to, that's wonderful. But there's no chiv him to say it because it belongs to the father. And then on the second side, here in Chutz Laretz, if the father is keeping 2 days, and the son-in-law, whoever it is keeping one, there is a mitzvah and there's a chiv for a father to tell over his son. Now there are those who are choylik on this, there are the held not that way, because the Dafka says, as we know, Bayoyim Hazer, Dafka Bayoyim Hazer, and if the son is not Bayoyim Hazer, and if he's not chayah, but again, this is something that I don't want to spend too much time on. I want to move on now to an even shayla in the same inyan. Grandchildren. What's the halacha? By the way, this shayla, the hakir that we just mentioned a moment ago, has a very big nafkamina. What happens if a father has four sons sitting around the table? Is the pshat that he has to make sure that every single son asks the question, derech shayla v'tshuva manishtana, and answer him back, halach ma'anya, the whole thing? Or is it enough that one son sparks up the questions and the father can go into expound sivisiyas mitzrayim? Once again, nafkamina in this hakir, is it the father's mitzvah or is it a mitzvah on the son? Let's move on to the ayniklach. Let's move on to the grandchildren. A very shchiyak shayla is you have the grandchildren by the Seder night. You have, Baruch Hashem, three generations. You've got the Zayda, you've got his son, and you've got his little son. Right? Over Chinuch, he's over 3 years old. You could talk to him. So the shayla is, who has the mitzvah? So there's a Gemara in Kedushim, we know, Daftar Adam Ladov, the Gemara tells us, B'nei Bonim Hare Heim Kabonim. And we know, grandchildren of the same din of Sam, we know, the famous Rabbi Kiva Egan, Hilchos Bismila, right, by the Sanik, by Hilchos Talmud Torah, many, many different times that we find that a grandson has the same din as a son. And therefore, according to that, there's no question, there's no reason why a grandfather can't fulfill the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim when it comes to the grandson. However, you could say that only when the Torah says Zera, when it comes, for example, by Kiddushin, and these things, then we say Bonim, B'nei Bonim is Kibonim. Wherever here, when it's specifically the Yigadot L'Bincha, maybe it only means your son, coming to exclude the grandson. So the Hasayu's Tshuva, Tamid Chassam Sofer, Chedebesim and Pezayin, writes as follows. He says that we know that by Talmud Torah, A grandchild has the same din as a child. If that's the case, what's the lomdus of the whole mitzvah of Sippi and Sees Mitzrayim? Says he says it's true, but very simple. Is in order to instill in him the emunah and the Rabbanu Shalom, so he should live a Yiddish life. So he should be a frum Yiddish, he understand who runs the world. If that's the case, it's a din Torah. If it's a din Torah, it's just like Torah applies from grandson, grandfather to grandson, so to the mitzvah of Yigadol Bincha also applies from grandfather to grandson. However, it's not so poshut. In the Yagid Moshe brings the Siman Yutes, Bnei Soscha. Bnei Soscha says that the mitzvah is to mesapa to the grandchildren, but there's a chsam sofer. The chsam sofer ala Torah and Parshas Bo, the chsam sofer says that you're not mekayim the mitzvah with a person's grandson, with a person's grandchild. What's the reason? So the chsam sofer, that the kavana of the Torah over here was the gadol bincha, tell over to your son in a way that he will be able to tell over to his son. That's the Yisoyis of the Chassam Sofer. The Paradis Yisoyis of Bings for the Ime Emes, the same thing. That again, the Chiyuv over here is for a father to tell over to his son, so that, Yimitz Hashem, when he becomes old enough, and he has his own children, and his own family, he'll be able to tell over the story to his own son in that case. So if that's the case, let's move on to the last Shaila before we talk a little bit about Sippis Tzis, we try and be'ed some. Even if it's a mitzvah to tell the grandchildren, which pashtas it is, it's a mitzvah the grandfather can be yotzer, the mitzvah of Sippi Tzis Mitzrayim, the grandchildren can be yotzer as well, by the grandfather, has no problem whatsoever. So the question is, what happens when, once again, you've got three generations, you've got the Zayda, you've got the son, and you've got the grandson there. What should the son do? Does he have to say anything, or should he sit there, which is normally how it works? You have the balabos, you're having the Zayda, he's feeling tish, he's sitting there, he's explaining everything, he's saying Sippi Tzis Mitzrayim, he's talking to everybody, he's looking at all the details, so the son is not saying a word, and the grandson is sitting there listening to the Zayda, which is beautiful, but what does that mean? V'gadol abincha, that means the father of this young child is being mevatel nasei by not saying anything whatsoever and leaving it up to the grandfather. What's the pshat? So the Tzela Chochma in Chelik Vav Siman Samach Zayin brings a Prima Godim, in Chelik Gimel, the Prima Godim writes as follows. He said that when the grandfather, when the Zayda, says over the Haggadah, loud and clear, for everybody to be hearing, for everybody to be Yaitza, so it's Ki'ilu that the son, his son, made the father a Shliach to tell his own son, the grandson, and therefore if that's the case, he doesn't have to tell him you're a Shliach, as long as it's clear that the grandfather's being Tish, he's the one talking, Memelev, he's the one talking, he's Yaitza, everybody's Chiv, and the son doesn't have to say a word whatsoever. You may ask Akasha, he say, Mitzvah bo Yaitza Mishlucha, the Gemara, right, it's a mitzvah for me to do it. So if that's the case, why am I giving it over to my father to tell over to my son? I should rather do it myself. So they want to tie in there. The Tzela Chochma brings that. Deres says it Mefurish as well. That the inyan of mitzvah bo yoseh mishluchai is dafka in a case where the mitzvah is given to the yachid. It's given to an individual, and once it's given to an individual, and you don't do it, you give it to somebody else, that's not beseda. Really, you're meant to do it. Whereas over here, this mitzvah is given to the rabbi. True, every individual has the chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah on everyone. Zug the betzala chachman again in mafurush and aderes, then there's no inyan of mitzvah bo yoseh mishluchai. Now, if Shlomo Zalman and others wrote down this halacha lemaisa and says again, if a grandson is by the Seder, and if his father is there, and his father is there, the middleman, the son, doesn't have to say anything, he can let his father, he can let his shver speak, and his children will be yotz, and his chiv is okay as well. However, Ramesh Shtambach in Chuvas Van Hoggis has a chuv on this, and Chele Beisim and Reish Tamadvov, and Ramesh Shtambach writes clearly that yes, it's true, and this applies, and this is Halacha Lemaisa, but there's a hiddah for a father to tell over to his own son. Even one sentence, let him say one sentence of what's going on in Sippi Tzis Mitzrayim, just to be out to the mitzvah, Mahadrim and Mahadrim Vedyashas, that's our Pasuk in the same way as well. Now there is a very choshev inyan as well by Sippi Tzis Mitzrayim. We could talk all about the halachas and everything else, but I think maybe it's more choshev to speak about Sippi Tzis Mitzrayim in a literal manner as well. Because as we said, Reb Chaim Friedland Zatzal said, this is the night of Emunah, this is our one chance, two chances that we have here in Chutz Laretz of giving over to our future generations the Emunah in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, something which we don't get. You know, the kids are running around joining on a regular Shabbos, it's hard to get them to the table. Here by Seder night, Baruch Hashem, hopefully they're well rested, hopefully you're well rested, hopefully you prepared. You know, people spend a fortune on the matzahs, they spend a lot of effort on the matzahs, people go to Eretz Yisrael to bake milchaburus, and they'll spend a fortune on dalet minim, and they'll go looking for them and a lot of money and everything else, and here we have a mitzvah in the Torah, the gadol abincha, Sippi Yitzis Mitzrayim, and people just, you know, they walk in with 50 Haggadahs expecting that the more Haggadahs that they buy, that hopefully I have something to say, without any, you know, preparation whatsoever. Person has to prepare. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, like every other mitzvah. Spend a little bit of time before Seder, going through some bars, going through some stories and descriptions, understanding the esemakas, what's going on over there, to describe it in the best possible way. We know that the Rambam tells us, kol ha-marbar is emeshubach. The more you say, the more you praise. Now the Maaseh is very, very interesting. We don't find this anywhere else. We don't find by shachris, the more you shvach the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the longer shachris, the more you add in, oh, how is that meshubach? Lo imatzinu. Where do we find such a thing? Only over here do we find this inyan of the more you say, the more you say, and people stay up late in order to explain more, and people go into it more and more. Where do we find such a thing? So the Maaseh of the Maral writes that Leil HaSeder, it's all about HaKoros HaTov. It's about HaKoros HaTov, and it's something that's very, very difficult. We're living in a generation now, I don't have to tell anyone over here, where, you know, we're living in a generation where, you know, HaKoros HaTov is very, 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 very missing. It's lacking a lot in HaKoros HaTov. You know, we have Mother's Day once a year, we'll give the mother a card, Yitzhazan, but Yitzhah HaKoros HaTov. But I'll upon him that HaKoros HaTov is something that we have to work on. As I said in the beginning, with Brevdus and Salius to explain, a person can only have a real HaKoros HaTov if he understands what he got. If you don't know what you got, then you cannot give over what the happiness is that you actually got it. And therefore, that's why you start from the Gnai, you start from how bad it was in the situation, what Klal Yisrael went through, how terrible it was, and only then can you have a full, real appreciation of what's going on. The famous Moshel, Rabbeinu Bachaya brings the Kadar Kemach. Rabbeinu Bachaya brings the beginning of Pesach. He says a famous Moshel, I'm adding a couple of descriptions to the Moshel, and he says, we have a little boy that grew up and was born in a hotel, a luxurious hotel. And he grows up and he sees, and he gets older and older, he appreciates more of what's going on, and he sees this hotel is unbelievable. There's golf courses, and there's shopping centers, and swimming pools, and jacuzzis. Every day he's exploring more and more of this unbelievable hotel. And he sees his father, who's the manager of the hotel, having a wonderful life. His father's relaxing, enjoying, sitting by the pool, playing arcades, going shopping. Everything's wonderful. And as he gets older and older, he realizes, you know, there's a couple of things that he's doing over here. The curtains are falling down, the paint's, you know, a little bit peeling over there. He says to his father, who owns this hotel? Like, what, I know you're the manager, but like, who owns it? He says, my dear son, I have no idea who owns this hotel. Just like you were born and grew up in this hotel, I was also born in this hotel. I also grew up over here, and my father told me that, listen, he knows there is an owner, he'll leave you alone, you leave him alone, have a wonderful life, enjoy your life, and everything is wonderful. And the truth is, many times children get this idea on their own as well. You know, you grow up in this wonderful world, and there's so much to see, and there's so much to do, and there's so much to explore. But, you know, there is a God. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. My father told me that his father went on generations and was so all the way back to Sinai. But Lemaisa, leave him alone. As long as you don't bother him, he won't bother you. And they're missing something. And they're missing something terrible. And the night of Seder night, Leil HaSeder, is our opportunity to give over to future generations the emunah, the chizuk, that there is a Rabbeinu Shel Olam pulling the strings, and we're just merely a puppet reacting to the strings that are being pulled by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Altar of Nevadik once said over, I think I say this every year, I'm not sure if I said it here before, if I did, then we'll do Chazorah on the Maisa. The Altar of Nevadik once said over a Moshel, which is based on a true story that happened in Vilna. The Altar of Nevadik once said that there was a Maisa with somebody that was approached by a shady character, and he said, do me a favor, I have a very good deal for you. So what's the deal? He said, listen, I have in my pocket $100,000 of fake money. You give me $30,000, I'll replace it with $100,000 of fake money. He said, listen, that's a wonderful deal, but how do I know I'm not going to get caught out? He says, do me a favor, take a note to the bank. The bank are the people that really know the notes. They'll figure it out if it's fake or not. They're the only people that really, really know. Go check it out. So he takes a note to the bank, he changes it, the bank people do the test. Yeah, no problem. And off they go. He says, wow, how'd you do that? That's amazing. That's unbelievable. What fake money? But you know what? I don't know. I'm still not sure. I'm not going to invest $30,000, which I don't have and I have to borrow, for something that I'm not sure. She says, you know what, take a different note and go to a different bank. Go try somebody else. So fine, Kachav, and that's what he does. He goes over to the bank and he goes and tells them, you know, try and change this for me. And they change it. He goes, wow, that's amazing. He says, no problem. He goes to a couple of friends. He borrows five from here. And eventually he gets together $30,000. And he comes and he meets them. He gives them the $30,000. He gives them the $100,000. And he's beaming. And he's walking down the road, the happiest man in the world. Look what I just got. I just made 70 grand. This is unbelievable. I'm so excited. And the two police officers approach him and say, excuse me, sir, is everything okay? He said, yeah, everything's great. I'm having a wonderful day. What are you carrying inside your jacket? He said, my jacket? Whatever. So he's opening it up. So he opens it up. What have you got inside there? He takes out a note. He says, hey, the police officer says, this is fake money. You're carrying fake money. That's illegal. Give me the rest of it. So he says, he's sweating. He's going, ah, bah, 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 bah. So he starts taking out all the money. He realizes that they started to count all the money. And he legs it down the road. And he starts running. The police people start running after him. And it's a whole miser. Until eventually he runs away and he goes free. The next day, the story came out that the two police officers were not really police officers. They were just coming from the gang that gave him the fake money before. And the fake money wasn't even fake money. It was real money. That's how it got through the banks. And this way these people walked away with $30,000 cash. Now, the Alter Devorit said there's a big problem with this story. And the problem is, hold on a second. If he managed to fool the people in the bank to show them that this is real money, so why was he worried when the police people came? Just tell them the same thing, it's real, let's go to a bank and check it out. What's he worried about? Says the Alter Devorit, everyone has in their mind, yeah, we know. But in the back of their mind, maybe not. So that's what happened to that guy. And he said, it's the same thing with us as well. The same thing with us, every single person here, Avada believes, Maminim b'nei Maminim, of course we believe. But there's always that little shadow of doubt, maybe. It says the Alter Devorit, the night of Seder night, is the night that we can have the schus to really focus and give over to future generations exactly what happened. In a detailed description, the Yisoid V'Shoresh V'Avodah writes that it's not enough just to tell over the Nisim the Haggadah, right? It's not like, Baruch Hashem, the Haggadah is wonderful, and there's a lot to say, and there's a lot to get through. Says the Yisoid V'Shoresh V'Avodah, it's not enough just to say what's written in the actual Haggadah. A person should get up, and a person should explain in a real manner exactly what happened in detail. The Kuzari says that a person should make pictures in order to explain in detail exactly what's going on over there. The Rambam says, "B'chol dor v'dor," famous Rambam, to Gemara Pesachim, Chayev Odom Lira says, "Atzmoi kilu yotzim Mitzrayim," says the Rambam, "kilu yotza ato." That means our job for our children is to give it over in a real way, to show them that it's real, to explain to them what happened in a real way, so they really understand exactly what's going on. And if we do that, then we have a Seder night. And there was a Seder once by the Kotzker Rebbe, and some of the Hasidim were sitting around the table, and it came to Shmoich HaMoscha, and they came to open up the door, and they opened it up, and all of a sudden, they got a fright. And they came back white as a sheet. And the Kotzker Rebbe said, what happened? Everything okay? He said, no, but I thought that in the Kotzker Rebbe Seder, I'm going to open the door and I'm just going to see Eliyahu HaNavi just standing there waiting to come in. And he wasn't there. And I got frightened. The Kotzker Rebbe explained to him, you have to understand something. Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't come through the door. It comes through a person's heart. Rav Ali Levin once said, he was visiting a prison on Chol HaMoed Pesach. And he met with all the inmates over there and asked them, "Nu, how was the Seder night?" And they said, "Listen, it was a great Seder night. We did everything. It was wonderful. Everything according to the halacha. But there's one thing we couldn't do. When it comes to Shvei Chamosko, we couldn't open the door. We were in prison." She says, "You have to understand. Rabbi Levin Zatzal explained, you're making a mistake. Every single person is in his own prison, in inverted commas. And the only way to realize that is to make a little opening in the heart. When you make an opening in the heart, you can allow anything to happen. And that's our job as a parent. And of course, even if we're not saying it over to our children, our grandchildren, we're saying it over to ourselves. As we know that God tells us, even if we've got no one to speak to, we're speaking to ourselves. That's what we have to do." There is a miser in America with a person, a very, very not from, non-observant family, whose daughter got friendly with one of the next door neighbors. They lived in an area, there weren't many, many Jewish schools. There was one particular Jewish school that this neighbor went to, and this girl, whose name was Lisa, she was friendly with this neighbor. Why not? No harm, no problem. Eventually she said to her parents, you know, I'd like to go to that school. You know, it sounds good, my friend has so much fun there, the school that I go to, I don't know, it's a little bit dry. She was only 7, 8 years old. The parents said, listen, we don't go to those schools, that's for religious, we don't do these sort of things, it's not for us, whatever. And she kept bugging and bugging and bugging and bugging. Until eventually she said, you know what, just go to the school, but do me a favor, don't come back with any mishigas. Don't go no fumka, I'm not interested in any of that stuff. It's not for us, we're not religious, we're not observant, we don't do that sort of stuff. Whatever it was. A year later, it came to Erev Pesach, and the daughter walks in with a kois that's made from silver, aluminum foil, whatever it is, you know, made into a kois, a nice little fancy kois for an 8-year-old child. And she comes in and says, "This is the kois shel Eliyahu Navi." He says, "What? The kois shel Eliyahu Navi? You know, by the Seder night, the big kois you filled, you know, the fifth one of the four." He says, "I told you we don't do these things. Put it away. Very nice, beautiful, great arts and crafts, but we don't do that here." And the mother said, "Come on, she's an 8-year-old child. Let's make a Seder for her. You know, let's make life exciting for her. Don't be such a spoiled sport." So fine, we'll make a Seder. We'll eat a bit of matzah. We'll have some wine. We'll make it into a meal, and that's it. Fine. And they go play the whole, you know, the whole charade and everything, and the father's sitting there cringing his teeth out. This is what I have to do. I have to eat some matzah. But he thinks his 8-year-old daughter is alright. And she's got the whole description. This guy's that guy. This guy, the carapace and the moron. He's going out of his mind. When it comes to the end of the meal, he says, "That's it, enough. I'm not doing this anymore." And he goes storming off to his room. And the poor daughter says, "But daddy, my kosher leliyo hasn't been filled yet. We haven't got up to the main part. This is what I'm being excited for. This is everything I've made." And the mother looks at the father and he says, "I'm not interested." And he goes to bed. At 4 in the morning, he's still tossing and turning. And he says, "No, how can I do that? She's an 8-year-old child. An 8-year-old child comes innocently only wants to fill a coast with a little bit of wine." She says, "You know, I'm going to go apologize to her." So he goes to her room and she finally finds 4 o'clock in the morning, she's not in the room. Where is she? 4 o'clock in the morning, they finished the meal 4 or 5 hours ago. What's going on? So he goes downstairs to see if he can spot her, and he sees standing by the window, she's standing there looking outside. He says, "My dear daughter, what are you looking for? It's 4 in the morning, what are you looking out the window?" She says, "What do you mean? I'm looking for Eliyahu HaNavi to come. If my teacher told me that Eliyahu HaNavi comes when we fill the kois, we're about to fill the kois, and Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, I'm looking out the window." This is the emunah pshuta of a child. That means that we have the opportunity as parents, as machanchin, and every parent is a machanech of their child, is in order to give over the wonderful, wonderful situation of what happened in Mitzrayim. It's our obligation to make sure that before Leila Seder, before we get to Seder night, we're well prepared, we're well understood with all the descriptions and the midrashim of what went on over there in Mitzrayim. It's an unbelievable opportunity. And the opportunity will be instilled in our children, and when we do that, then we're guaranteed, as Chazal tell us, many Chazal tell us, Chassidish Shfarim bring down the schus of having children, not only having children, even if you had the children already, but having Yiddish children with Yiddish anachas, because Sipi Sis Mitzrayim has in it the koyach, the dynamite, to instill the emun in the Rabbanu Shana. When we do that, Be'ez Hashem, we should all be zoicha to a lot of nachas for our children. Have a wonderful Pesach.